Welcome to the Real Docs Podcast. Hosted by Dr. Britt Lesher and Dr. Lisa John. Tune in every Wednesdays for new episodes. This podcast does not act as medical advice and should not be used as a substitute for medical care. Please contact your healthcare professional for questions regarding your health.
Hi guys, welcome back to season two. I'm your co-host, Dr. Britt Lesher.
And I'm Dr. Lisa Jung.
Episode three. And today we're going to be talking about all of the things that we bring to be prepared while we travel. And this is kind of like the health slash, I mean, there might be some miscellaneous things in there that are not health related, but overall, things that we as doctors like to have on hand while we travel, just in case something happens where we need something while we're like on vacation or just away from home.
All right. So first thing that I wrote down was nasal spray, whether it is on an airplane or in a car ride for like road trip. I like to have a nasal spray with me just because depending on where you go or when you're in the air can be very drying. And oftentimes I'll find myself getting some sinus pain and things like that if I don't have good moisture in my sinuses. So really good to have it on board. Two of my favorite products. One is the X Clear. I will put the picture here.
How do you say that thing?
I don't know. I say X-Clear.
X-Clear?
Or X-Clear or something.
Okay.
It's xylitol-based nasal spray, really good for moisture retention, as well as it has a little bit of grape seed extract, which is a little bit antimicrobial. There's another one that's the Propolis nasal spray by the Beekeepers Naturals. They're pretty much everywhere, pharmacies, Whole Foods, Sprouts. Those are really good as well. So I don't really gear one or the other, whatever I have that time. But really great.
Yeah, I feel like when you're on the plane, the air that they just blast into your face is dries you out. That's why, like, on the same kind of note of just being feeling dehydrated or dry, I always like to bring electrolytes or some sort of like travel size green mix or something that's going to have electrolytes in it, just so that you can drink before the plane or even on the plane, so you're not feeling super just dry and dehydrated after you get off the plane, especially with long travel, right? Like when you're traveling for many, many, many hours on the plane. I think that's something good to have. And also just to have like with you while you're out and about, to like pop in a tablet or a like a packet of electrolytes while you're traveling is nice to keep with you.
Funny enough, I have water bottle and electrolytes. I was like the other ones too, but
yeah,
I'll digress on that. What's your next one?
So one of the things that I'm like looking at my travel bag that's on the counter so I don't forget. So I have like a little bag that I put together and I always just toss it in with my carry-on, and it has like a bunch of random stuff in there. One of the things that I like to keep on me is something for like a supplement for sleep support, because one of the things that definitely gets messed up with travel, especially when you're going between time zones, is your sleep schedule. And I just have like, I can sleep on the plane, but it's not quality of sleep that I'm used to getting. And so even if I do sleep on the plane, it feels like I did not, right? And you're always just so tired. So sometimes I like to just take a sleep aid while you're on the plane, especially if it's going to be a very long travel. If you're going international, right? That's something that you want to like try to stay up as late as possible and then try to train your body to sleep with the time that you're going to be going into. So that kind of sounds confusing, but essentially you want to time what time it will be in, you know, whatever country you're going to, try to stay up as late to get to the nighttime on that side, then take a sleep aid so that you can sleep right while you're on the plane. So that's something else that I try to keep in there.
I have the funniest picture of Dr. Britt sleeping on the plane in a weirdest position.
That was only a 2-hour flight.
Yeah.
Not even a two-hour flight.
It was like an hour flight. And I was just like, how are you sleeping like that?
I was not. I was resting.
It was funny. I love that you mentioned like the supplement case, because I never used to carry it. I would always not very organized. I would always just throw the bottles into my carry-on or, you know, travel bag. And I realized it's not very efficient. It takes up a lot of space, which means I can't bring more stuff than I would like. So I actually got inspired by you and got a supplement case. Sleep Aid or Sleep Support is another one of mine too that I have it on here. But along with that, I'm a big proponent of just in case. I feel like an overprepared mom sometimes. Maybe not overprepared mom, but like overly anxious mom, where I have NSAIDs, so usually Advil or Tylenol of some kind, allergy pills, because depending on where you go, maybe the environment, your allergies might flare or you might start getting allergies or hay fever. Digestive enzymes, dairy enzymes, I should say, especially because when you're traveling, whether it's international or domestic, you don't really know what you're going to be eating or what's available for you. For me, I'm lactose intolerant and I don't
You always
like,
got them digestive enzymes
yes,
on you.
I don't want to miss out on dairy if I have to. So I have dairy support with me all the time. Also backup lactate as well. So
she's stocked.
Yes, I got all the things when it comes to supplement for digestive stuff or just medications for just in case.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of times too, patients will ask and say like, oh, I'm traveling here, I'm traveling to another country. Do you recommend any sort of like preemptive or even while I'm traveling being on something? Oftentimes, because we're like kind of so close to Mexico, you know, the main thing that people get when they travel to Mexico is Montezuma's Revenge, which is just diarrhea to
Traveler's
the gods.
Diarrhea.
Yeah. So a lot of times I will have people take a probiotic before while they're on the trip, because a lot of times that's just caused because your gut flora is not adjusted to the food there. So I think that's something to be mindful of, just with like not personal experience, but
somewhat personal.
Someone close to us who will not be named, but you can make guesses. We traveled to Asia and this person got traveler's diarrhea. So that's something to be mindful of too. Like, okay, being on probiotics to kind of help to regulate your gut flora and build your tolerance to being exposed to pathogens in another country, but also even considering an antidiarrheal and just having that on hand. Luckily, we were in a place where we got access to those things, but sometimes they're not always available. Although I have heard crazy things about Mexico's pharmacy. Like, you can get so many crazy things just walking into a pharmacy there.
And
so,
a lot cheaper.
Yeah, so maybe if you're traveling to Mexico, that's something that you could get access to. But just to be on the safe side, carrying a little bit of like anti-diarrheal.
What's your next one?
Okay, so I'm looking at my case. Oh, just normal things. So like...
Just normal things.
Just normal things like earplugs, if you need earplugs. Again, to help with sleep, you know, sanitary items, tissue. I also like to bring a little case of Rescue Remedy lozenges just for, because, you know, when you're traveling and you're in a new area or you're just, I don't know, like you're just not used to it, it's out of your normal routine. Sometimes that can cause a little bit of like an uptick of anxiety. So I carry a little case of Rescue Remedy, which are just like flower essence. Lozenges that you can stick in your mouth, under your tongue. It's kind of, I like to think about it. I know that flower essences has their own type of mechanism and how they work, but I just like to see it as like taking my mind off of things. And it's also just very light and florally or kind of sweet flavored. So it just kind of mellows me out. I do have like a couple blister packs of lavender pills in there as well, just for like any uptick of anxiety that could happen while you're traveling.
I love that. I used to take those lozenges when I would drive. And one time I took too many. And I was just like...
Rescue Remedy lozenges? Yeah. They work. People, I'm so surprised by like... Because that was one of the things that we learned. It's kind of in the realm of like homeopathy. They're very light.
A lot of energetics.
Exactly. So the idea is that, like, depending on the emotion, you would prescribe a certain flower essence to a patient. But the Rescue Remedy, they have different flavors. I think mine might be like an elderberry something, but it's just a very light floral scent, and it's like a lozenge that you can suck on. But something like that, like a natural herbal anxiety support for those times. Because since you mentioned driving in a place that I'm not comfortable with, like if we rent a car and I'm driving, sometimes I do notice I get like an uptick of anxiety because I just don't know the roads, right? So things like that can be helpful. What's your next one?
Related to sleep, I'm seeing a lot of theme of like anxiety and sleep.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, I feel like, with travels, mm-hmm. whether domestic or international. I am someone who can't sleep anymore without my eye mask. So I always bring my eye mask, and there's so many different types that are out there now. Your conventional one, the little thing with the rubber band, I don't really like those because it does create more pressure around like your head, even like around your ear and things like that, which does disrupt sleep, at least for me. So I have this one, I don't remember the name of it, but it's on Amazon. I'll try to put a picture here, where it's kind of a Velcro and all throughout is a cloth. And the side that goes on your face is more of the silk. Mm. So very great for skin in terms of like no tugging or wrinkle sort of a thing, but also very great in terms of just like softness around your eyes for really getting that darkness.
Yep. That makes sense. Cause it's like, especially if you're going to a place where it's like sunnier too. Are you talking about just on the plane or just in general?
Just in general.
Yeah, because like, especially if you're going to a sunnier location too, and you're not used to being, bam, sun in your face in the morning, right?
Like Hawaii.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. So I'm just thinking of like other little just in case travel things. I know you already mentioned NSAIDs. Let me just grab my little pack here.
That's what you were looking at.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you looking at?
This is my little travel packy.
Love.
And it's clear so that I can see, except because I don't know if you can tell, but there's a lot of stuff in here. It's clear so that I can find stuff. Ooh, sanitizing wipes. I don't always wipe down the airplane thing. I know that may be gross to some of you, and some of you may do it all the time, but I have wet naps in here, like the sanitary wipes, lotion. This is like Benadryl. The allergy stuff, ginger chews.
Oh, I love
ginger
those.
Chews. Love just those. Because, like, nausea on the plane. There's been a couple of times while landing, I think just probably because of the change in pressure, that I will get nauseous. So I like to chew on peppermint gum or like pop in a ginger chew. There's so much things. Oh, an extra pair of contacts, because I've had that before where I've been traveling and you know how your eyes get so dry on the plane. My contact will literally pop out because I wear dailies. So they're not that great.
That hand happened sanitizer. To you in San Diego. Or some, it happened to somebody in San Diego.
No, it happened to me.
Oh, yeah.
My contact popped out. And yeah. So then I had to, someone had we to, I'm like, not that blind, but someone, I couldn't function.
Someone had to lead you the way.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, and then like a little like snack candy, just in case anyone gets hypoglycemic. Oh, a salon pass.
Oh.
Like a patch.
Love.
Just from traveling and sitting on the plane, things like that. I have so much rant. Honestly, I like just throw everything in here and then just throw it in my carry-on.
It's like it's a just-in-case bag.
It is.
I would say, yeah, ginger chew. I forgot about that. Really great. Especially also like when you get like dry throat or even when you're having hypoglycemic episode or sometimes you're just hangry. Or for me, I like it for like more of like the GI stuff, especially if you've been drinking. It's the next day, you feel nauseous, kind of hungover, maybe like a little bit of heartburn.
I also have the hangover patches, actually, now that you said that. The hangover patches that you gave me.
Yes, we had hangover patches for my birthday party one time.
That's what happens when you go to a birthday party for a naturopathic doctor. Yes. You get hangover cures.
Yes, we party hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think my last, I guess last couple ones, I always bring my headphones and we have the same headphones. It's the Sony noise canceling, bunch of different numbers and letters.
Number four. Series four.
Yes. My husband was the one who basically roped us into it.
Yes.
So it's probably like the best. I mean, fight me.
Oh, it is.
Fight me.
I won't.
Fight us. But fight us. It's probably the best headphones there ever is. And we kind of laughed about this. I'll kind of leave it at this. Plastic bag for dirty clothes. And that sounds, I know, the stupid or simple or common sense, but you would be surprised. Some people don't separate their dirty clothes from the clean clothes. And you want to make sure, whether it's different allergens or environmental toxins or whatever have you that you've encountered in your worn clothes, they don't contaminate your clean clothes and then you bring it back home.
I was going to say too, just like traveling internationally, you don't know what you're going to like bring home on your body, in your clothes, shoes, even like keeping a separate bag for your shoes, right? Things like that can be very helpful and something to be mindful of when you're traveling.
I think EpiPen, I always bring my EpiPen. It is expired. There was a study that was done that even an expired EpiPen is still effective. And you just never know. Again, a lot of anxiety and over-preparing, but it's better to be over-prepared than under-prepared.
I feel like that's pretty much it, right? We kind of listed them all off. If there's some even that we didn't point out and there's some that you like to travel, why don't you guys leave us a comment either on our Instagram or on our YouTube or on our TikTok or on our
wherever you can find you can us.
Comment, and let us know what you like to bring. Maybe there's some things that we should add to my bag if I have space.
There's always space.
There's always space. I'll just find a bigger bag, yes. Essentially.
Yes, it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's a whole carry-on at that point. But yeah, leave us a comment what your favorites are, whether it's of ours, of yours. We'd love to know.
Yeah, I hope you guys have fun on your summer travels. Lots of people are doing a lot of traveling this summer, and always try to be mindful of like the things that are happening in the areas that you're traveling so that you're just like aware and prepared while you're traveling. Thanks for tuning in to season 2, episode 3. Come back for more great content.
Make sure to follow us on our Instagram, TikTok, if you haven't already.
And be real.
And stay well.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Real Docs Podcast. Don't forget to like and share this episode and follow us on our social media pages. Tune in every Wednesday for more episodes.